Trish and Nicole and their expert guests are here to answer all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Candid discussions and stories of the latest trends and greatest gadgets. From dry vagina to frozen faces, Aesthetics Uncensored, where nothing is off limits.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here again from the Aesthetics Uncensored podcast. And today I'm going to be talking, we are going to be talking about threads, because threads is like a real rage at the moment. And I remember being introduced to them years ago. But today I'll be joined by Lindsay Patterson, who is an aesthetic, she's a business development manager in the aesthetic industry. And she is all about threads. So she's going to tell us all this stuff about them that I don't know, that everybody always asks me. I'm like, I don't know. So welcome, Lindsay.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Well, as good as we can be for under the circumstances.
I know. Everybody's in lockdown. Well, not everybody, but yeah, I know. We're all locked down, but that's okay. We're just going to make the most fun that we can.
Yeah. And we've got to make the most of it. So this is perfect time to jump on here. And I'm so excited to be on here with you, because I've been to the pink room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
where you do all your filming and recording.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit surreal now that I'm actually like, I get to talk in it. Yeah. So thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. And we're all about the Matrix PDO monothreads, which are collagen stimulating threads. You've actually tried them yourself in your neck and décolletage area, I believe.
Yes, and that's what kind of got, not my décolletage, because I don't need it there, but I've got it done in just under my jawline, like my neck, it's a real issue for me. But what I'm excited about today is you're going to kind of, like, I'm not speaking to a doctor, I'm actually speaking to someone who's like me, who's someone who, you know, like, you know all about the product because it's what you specialize in, but you're not going to give me too much doctor talk, which is really good, because it's a great way to translate, you know, all that doctor talk into plain English. So I'm excited about that, because I might even understand what you're saying, which is really exciting. So first of all, do you know, like, where do threads even come from? Because, like, they've only been around for a relatively short time, haven't they?
Well, in Australia, they've been around for a short time, so probably in the last 8 years, and more commonly so, I'd say, in the last 3 or 4 years. However, threads have been around for the last 30 plus years globally. So they just landed in the Australian waters, like, say, in the last decade, and have become very popular. And that's due to the aesthetic outcome. So you had your chin area. We call it the double chin, or the little turkey giblet. So the bit that you can grab underneath your jawline, and it can feel loose and it can feel a little bit crepey. You can treat all over the face, the neck, the body. What the threads do is they stimulate collagen. So obviously, as you mature and you get older, your collagen levels deplete. So you start to lose collagen. It happens to everybody, even the best of us.
Even those that are clean, living, healthy people, doesn't matter.
Yes.
This is going to happen.
Exactly right. Yeah. Even if you are sun safe, you know, you wear your sun hat, you've got your SPF on every day. You follow all the slip, slop, slap rules. It's going to happen to everyone. It's inevitable, unfortunately. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So there's different things that are out there that you can have done. The reason I love threads so much, it's a non-invasive. It's non-surgical. We are inserting a medical suture into the skin, and we do that with a little fine needle. You can insert as many or as little as you need. And that would be determined by, let's say, a practitioner. So either a doctor or a registered nurse. You'd have a consultation with them, and they determine a program for you, and they determine how many you'd need. it doesn't take that long. It can take anywhere between, let's say, 5 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on how many you need, in what part of the face, neck, or body you're having treated. The results are not instant.
Okay.
The results will happen anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks, in up to 3 months, let's say. So we're working on stimulating collagen naturally in your body. Mm-hmm. So you've got these little cells inside your body called fibroblasts. So these little sutures, this monol suture, this matrix monol thread, stimulates your little cells in your body to produce more collagen. So it's a natural process that your body goes through. So that does take time. So it's not instant. So you'll get a little bit bruising, a little bit swelling is possible as well.
Because I guess
can be determined through your consultation how much bruising or swelling.
Yeah. And because I had some sort of threads done years ago, and they were long threads. And it did kind of freak me out. And then, so I always thought that was just threads. And then I started seeing all these pictures of just those little, you know, little short threads. And then they'll put into people like little fans all around different parts of their body on their faces.
Those little pink things.
Yes. I have to say, they make great Instagram pictures. They just look so funky.
I'm pretty sure everybody or most people who are listening have seen them on Instagram or some sort of social media avenue. They're very eye catchy on social media.
I thought they were, because they look so eye catchy, I thought, oh yeah, this is like a bit of a gimmick.
It's bad.
I know. But having experienced it myself, I was actually really quite surprised by the result. Now I had this in the middle of June, and we're now at the beginning of August, and I reckon about 2 weeks, because it's like anything, you get something done and you kind of forget about it a little bit.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, and then you're looking at yourself in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, like my little, because thank God I don't have a double chin. I've got a double everything else.
But well, lucky
chin,
you.
The chin is fine. I don't have a double chin yet. But I do have that floppy little bit under my chin. Yeah. And I get asked about that a lot, because, you know, I deal with a lot of patients that have, you know, lost weight and then don't know what to do with.
Absolutely,
So, and when I had it done, I had another treatment done as well, which caused me to swell up. So I'd kind of forgotten that I'd had the threads done. And then about 3 days later, I started to puff up, like under my neck was really puffed. I thought, oh, that's right, I had the threads done. And then honestly, I just kind of forgot about it. Then the swelling went away. And then I just looked at myself in the mirror one day and you know, because I make it a habit of kind of, you know, having a good look and touching all my little wobbly bits and just, you know, and I was like, oh my God, the little wobble under my neck, because I am forever touching that little turkey wobble. I always touch it. And I was like, oh my God, it's not wobbling as much. I'm just like, this is just like kind of smooth now. So that's why I'm like, oh my God, these are actually really good, because I've never been a great lover of threads because of that experience that I had, but these were the bomb.
Yeah, you can obviously get different types of threads. Like you mentioned, you've had different threads in the past. So they fall under two different categories. You can get threads that will lift the skin, they will lift the tissue, and they will have an instant effect. So you will instantly be able to see the lift in your face or body wherever you have them. These ones we're talking about today, they're smooth. It's almost like they're like a strand of hair. Mm-hmm. So it's smooth, there's a strand of hair, and they come in different lengths as well. They're relatively comfortable. I'd say out of a 10, I've had them all over my face, neck, body, everywhere. I'd say they're about a 2 out of 10. Mm. I did have some numbing cream. I did apply some tropical numbing cream before I had the procedure done. Some people, they find them a little bit more spicier, like a little bit like a like wasabi. Mm-hmm. they're relatively comfortable. It's a quick procedure. The bruising, you know, it's down to maybe the individual person, or it could be the operator as well, or different things like, you know, what you do after the procedure can affect this too. So if you follow your aftercare procedure that your practitioner gives you, and you, you listen to the advice, like you said, like one day, you know, you kind of, you catch yourself in the mirror and you think, oh, who's that? Mm-hmm. You really do see, I'd say, yeah, for me, it was about 6 to 8 weeks after. That's when I started to see a big difference. And then it progressively over the weeks got better.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it was about 4, I reckon. And so,
oh, lucky you.
I know. And so these are called matrix PVO threads, aren't they? Is that what?
Yeah, we refer to them as mono threads. So matrix mono threads. Mono being monofilament. It's one filament that you're applying at a time. So mono means one.
Monofilament. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And what's the PVO stand for?
PDO, are you ready?
Yeah.
Stands for polydioxinone.
Which is?
Polydioxinone is a polymer. It's an actual material mm-hmm. that this thread's made of. So you get different types of threads that are made of different materials.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that you're referring to, the ones that you've had, the ones that I've had, the ones that are the most common are polydioxinone. So your PDO threads. One of the reasons they are so popular is because they've been around for over 30 years. They're the same suture material as you would have, let's say you're having surgery and then they use a suture to sew.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same material as that, just a little bit different length and different thickness as well.
Okay,
that's the main difference.
Because when I had them done, like it just seemed like someone, like that she just put the needles in and then she kind of just went and well, I thought she'd just pull the needles out. But what actually happened is there's no needle, of course. I mean, there is a needle. Well, I don't know. I guess because it's like the thread kind of stays in there, doesn't it?
Yeah. So these little sutures, these little polydioxinone PDO threads, the little monofilament, is attached to a needle. So it's wrapped around a little tiny, tiny, tiny thin needle, almost like an acupuncture needle.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did to your little turkey giblet is we applied a topical numbing cream. Mm-hmm. We left it for a little bit. We removed the numbing cream and then we inserted the threads into the area. So the threads were wrapped around the needle. So the needle went into your skin and then we pulled it out. So when we pulled the needle out, what was actually left behind was that little matrix monothread. That little matrix monothread is left behind in your skin. So I think we probably put about 30 or 40 in your chin, neck area.
Mm-hmm.
So when you left, you were left with all these little sutures in your chin, and then your body had already started to do the work, and then in the magic without you knowing it. So I don't know if you know that.
No.
we removed the needles, but what we did was left these little sutures in your face.
I didn't know that until I read it before we started our podcast. So I was like, so they're just, I'm thinking, okay, so you just put a hole in my face and then it comes out and that's what the collagen kind of builds. I know that sounds really bad of me to not even know that. But
I love how you have the faith and the trust in us. So
I know. And then it just kind of stays in there and dissolves over time.
Yeah, it floats in there. So it floats, it stays in its position, it floats in the skin.
Yeah.
And then your body does the rest of the work in about 6 to 8 months' time. And there's numerous studies to back this up. The threads will just dissolve and you're left with little fine strands of collagen. So they create this little matrix in your skin. So this matrix of new collagen, mm-hmm. Which can help with any loose, any crepey, any sagging skin, any aging skin. do you know you get those like smile lines, you know, when you give a nice big cheesy smile and it looks like a bloody accordion? Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're great for them. Those are difficult areas to treat with other procedures that are out there. So these threads they're popular and they're used time and time and time again because they're safe for the patient, which is the most important thing. They're easy for mm-hmm. the practitioner to use as well. It's a short procedure. It's not, mm-hmm. it doesn't take that long.
I know.
You're over and done within about 5 minutes. And you know. Waltz away, follow your aftercare advice that your practitioner gives you. And that's you.
Because the longest time was just in waiting for the cream to, you know, just having time for the cream to
It can take some time depending on what obviously type of topical numbing cream, and that's something that your practitioner will advise you on. They all work in different ways, different strengths, different percentages.
How can you like how long they last for a sec? So they take between, you know, around about 6 weeks for you to start to see them, and then they last for how long?
So the physical thread will be present in your body for about 6 to 8 months, and then after that time your body will dissolve the thread. You'll metabolize it, mm-hmm. get rid of it from your body, but what you'll be left with is these little strands of collagen. So those strands of collagen, they should last, I'd say, up to 12 months. Mm-hmm. So results should last minimum of 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've got to take different lifestyle factors into that. You know, be fit, be healthy, enjoy the right types of food, enjoy the right fruit and vegetables, the right types of proteins, etc., to have a balanced diet.
Lots of water.
I thought you were going to say wine there. Water, lots of water.
Wine in between your water.
yes. So obviously everything in complete balance is going to determine the results, or high amounts of stress. Or high amounts of sun exposure is going to have an effect on that collagen that you've told your body to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So we still, you know, got to be sun smart. We still got to eat healthily, have a balanced diet, and enjoy the good things in moderation, as mm-hmm. they say.
Yeah, God, I needed to hear that today. But it's lockdown.
I don't want to hear it. I'm just going to get that one out.
let's run through like the places that you can have threads done, like as in what place on our body, because I know I know that, like, I've seen them most in the face, but then I saw someone having them done on their butt. I even saw someone having them done for stretch marks. Is that a thing, or is it just happens to be on the stretch mark?
It depends. Stretch marks, it could be associated with loose skin or crepey skin. Mm-hmm. So all stretch marks are different stages, the different reasons. So we've got to look into what's causing them, where they've come from, what you've done in the past. So full obviously history has to be looked into. But I've seen people treat stretch marks before, and what they were actually treating is the loose skin. So let's say, for example, around the belly button, post babies.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the best areas, especially if you're not a surgical candidate. If you're not a surgical candidate and, you know, you're small, fit, you're healthy, you don't want to go under the knife, and you've just got that little bit of loose, crepey skin, you're looking for, you know, a short procedure, you've got kids, you can't afford to take time off of work or looking at, or mum duties, wherever it may be, and you're looking for something that's relatively affordable. It's a comfortable treatment. It's a safe treatment. You know, the pros outweigh the cons.
Mm-hmm.
You can absolutely have it done around the abdomen area. That's one of the most popular areas, I'd say. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take that long. You could also, like you mentioned, have it done on your butt, your bottom. Your knees are another popular area.
Yes, especially as you get older and you get you get those wrinkles. That's because you're only 5 years old, hun.
I'm really 95. A fridge freezer with no sun. Elbows, like all these little bits that really piss people off and really annoy people.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have surgery, or they're not suitable for surgery, or and it's kind of this, there's like a gap missing for these people to be treated, something that's a pain point that really upsets them. Or it could be, genetic. I always look at my neck. Thank God my mum doesn't know what a podcast is. She doesn't have an email address either. She has a telephone and that's it. I just look at my neck and I think, oh God, my mum, I just keep seeing her neck. So, genetics, we all turn into our parents, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So genetics, it could be, something like that. You want to use it as a little bit preventative maintenance rather than cure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A little bit of collagen never hurt anyone.
Exactly. And so we can do the butt, we can do the tummy. What about the arms? I'll tell you where I'm talking about, like around, like it, this doesn't actually bother me, but I've had ladies say like around the elbow. Okay.
Yeah, the elbow.
So basically anywhere your skin is crepey.
Yeah. Or do you know when you get those when you give a nice, again, like a cheesy smile, and this is something that annoys a lot of people, I hear this time and time again, mm-hmm. and you get those crow's feet.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I need some Italian jeans. That's what I need.
No, I've definitely got those crow's feet. Yeah. It's like an over smile.
And then the makeup gets stuck in it and whatever else. But then even when you stop bloody smiling, they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So those little lines that, we tend to mm-hmm. stare at every morning when we're getting ready.
Yes.
They're phenomenal at treating those lines. Like there's lots of other modalities that can help with wrinkles and aging, et cetera. But for these specifically, they're really good for those areas. Or, those like... those big lines on the forehead, it just reminds me of the angry headmaster at school.
Yes. So would that work for someone who's got like because I've actually got a girlfriend who's always said to me, oh, I need to have Botox in my forehead, but she's actually got really deep, like two deep frown lines that she's had for it. So would that be perfect for something like that? Because like fillers, I don't know if fillers going to work, because she's been to someone that does not going to work, and Botox is not really what she's after. But could this be a solution for her?
Look, we actually, part of my job is to distribute and educate on a dermal filler as well. And having dermal filler in that area that you're referring to, in the middle of the forehead, is a bit of a no-go. It can be a little bit of a dangerous area, and there's very few practitioners in Australia who will treat that area with dermal filler, mm-hmm. To kind of lift out that deep line. So what we found over the last 2 to 3 years, a lot of people have been putting the Matrix model threads in those areas, those little like furrow lines, those deep lines, or the little bunny lines that you get when you mm-hmm. scrunch up your nose, again when you smile or you frown or you laugh or any sort of animation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fantastic for all those little areas. So those, like, they look like little legs of livings on your forehead, and they can come down into the bridge of your nose.
Mm-hmm. I know. If you could see my face, what I'm doing now with my phone.
Oh, yeah, are you pulling these?
I am pulling these faces. Yes.
Don't do it. It'll cause more wrinkles.
Yeah. Oops. Big smile.
Another area they're great for is your décolletage. So when your chest area. So when you wake up in the morning and you've had a nice sleep on your side and you get those like lines in your cleavage that just don't seem to go away. Mm-hmm. Or it could be, you know, could be caused by sun damage as well, is a big cause of it. Aging naturally, it's a stress area too. They're beautiful in that area. Beautiful results in that area. It's actually, you could pretty much treat anywhere from your big toe to your head.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. And on the face?
The only place that we wouldn't tend to do them would be on your eyelid. So you could have it, you know, on and around maybe your eyebrow for those little fine lines that you, again, they come from smiling, sun damage, mm-hmm. just natural aging process, mm-hmm. Genetics, stress. You could have it done on just outside your brow bone, but on your eyelids, you probably wouldn't do it on your eyelids.
Yeah, because the place that I think is the most dramatic, because I'm looking at before and after photos, and you can see me on, like, I'm just like a
have you got a here. List I'm gonna get a
I've
list,
got a massive list.
when lockdown's over, I'm coming to Sydney.
Exactly. But I am looking at the spectacular result that I think is achieved, and I don't know if I got this right because I always get it mixed up with, but it's the nasal labial, labia. I get the vagina and the face mixed up. So is it nasolabial fold?
It's a little bit further down, you're referring to nasolabial fold, yes.
Okay, great. Glad I got that right.
Don't ask me how to pronounce it. Have you heard the way I talk? Those are the areas that run from your mouth all the way up to your nose.
And I reckon that's the first sign. Well, for me, that was the first sign of, that was when I looked at my face and I thought, I need to do something. That was the first thing I ever noticed. I thought, I want to get those fixed. And I'm looking at results here and they blow me away.
That's a beautiful area to treat. We've had some, like, I'd say Australia-wide, we've had the most, like, mind-blown phenomenal results in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an area that, it can be challenging to treat. You could if you're using, let's say, a dermal filler to fill that area, you could overfill the area, mm-hmm. and in some cases it may look unnatural. So it's definitely been a go-to for practitioners to use the matrix monothreads on their patients,
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Okay.
It's because of the results. It's really, mm-hmm. it's definitely because of the results we get. Another area, I don't know if you've come across these photographs yet, but you will, is the under eye area.
Yes, that was what I was going to ask you about next. Yeah. That's like the dark under eye circles is a problem for a lot of people. Like, everyone's always like, what can I do? What can I do?
Yeah.
Do I get filler put in or whatever? But the under eye results that I've seen have been amazing. I'm looking at your website now. And there's four in particular that the under eye area is just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, this girl's got full blown black under eyes, like just two big stripes. And then, but how long would that result take? Like, is that I can see before and after. Would that be like, you know, 6 weeks after? Or it's not straight after, of course, is it?
No, straight after you tend to see a little bit redness, swelling. And in some cases you can see, you know, a little bit where the needle and the thread's been inserted.
Yeah.
So the pictures mostly are of the results. So results come in around 6 to 8 weeks. So
mm-hmm.
typically the photos that you will see on the internet or on Instagram will be post, you know, several weeks.
Yeah.
Sometimes they will be instant. A lot of people can mistake the immediately after photo is the result, but it's not. Immediately after, what you're actually looking at is a little bit of swelling. It's mm-hmm. just a little bit of swelling that you're looking at. So some people will post photographs. I do see that often on Instagram, Facebook, any other social media channels. Mm-hmm. They will be before and immediately after. And I think that what they're the communication that they're trying to give to the public, and I think it's a great idea, is this is how you look immediately after it. Does it look that bad? Can you return to work? Is anybody going to notice that you've had it done?
Mm-hmm.
So that just tells you that, you know, it's minimally invasive. There's very minimal downtime.
Yeah. Well, even when I had mine done, the swelling didn't happen for a few days afterwards. So you could go and have this done, you know, on a, you know, Wednesday or a Thursday, or, you know, and then you'll swell up on the weekend. But then it was gone like within a couple of days. It didn't stick around for long at all.
Yeah. The areas that I'd say that can swell a lot and maybe bruise, that would give you a little bit more, let's say, downtime, or you'd be a little bit more cautious about going out in public. Some people are like that. Me personally, I don't really mind. Mm-hmm. The tear trough, you can get a little bit more bruising than the norm, like mm-hmm. than the rest of the face. So providing that you're a right candidate for the tear trough, yes, it's a great treatment in the tear trough. A practitioner might want to use other modalities like dermal filler, or I've seen some people doing CO2 laser, radio frequency. There's you can use it in conjunction with threads, depending on the severity of the case. how you present it could be really dark, it could be a big deficit, so they could be quite hollow.
Mm-hmm.
So you might need threads along with something else. But yeah, they work on fine lines and wrinkles around the eyes. They help strengthen the skin as well. So the area around the eye area can be quite thin.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the structures of the skin and the body underneath. So underneath you see the veins and the vessels and arteries running through. So it can look a little bit discolored. But yet again, that discoloration, it could be hereditary, it could be genetic or medical disorder as well. So it's a good idea to have a thorough consultation with your practitioner. And they will recommend either the matrix mono threads, or they might recommend you to have another modality, which is also great, or a combination. But they work beautifully around the eye area, because it's such a difficult area to treat, and it's an area that people, you know, they express that area a lot, and you do tend to get fine lines and wrinkles there first, and squinting in the sun, or in my case, squinting because you're trying to keep warm in the cold.
Yeah. One of the things that I notice about people all the time, I don't know what it is, but there's something that as soon as I look at someone, it's what I call an upside down smile. And I don't know when it happens, and I'm always really conscious of trying not to kind of be, or at least look upset. Yeah, because you know what happens, you know, you have a smile. Well, when you get older.
Are you standing on your head drunk?
No, not today. No. But when,
just check him.
When the sides of the lips come down, and like, I actually reckon that's apart from the nose to lips line. Yes, that's it. I'm going to get that one right. Apart from that one, the upside down smile thing is amazing as well. Like the results of the before and after. So that's the thing as well. You can just like, where would they put those threads there?
It will be mainly the lower face, from anywhere from the mid cheek down to the chin. And it could just be a case of it's tightening the skin. Now, by tightening the skin, it will look like it's lifted the skin. But I just want to say that the mono threads, they do not lift. There's no lifting action. There's no mechanical action. It's stimulating these little cells in your body to produce more collagen. And producing more collagen will tighten, and by tightening it can look like it's lifted. So those upside down smiles that you're referring to, and I'm just checking in the mirror to see if you've got one. It's kind of there, but yeah, I reckon I could prevent that. by inserting the matrix mono threads across those areas, like around your mouth, just outside the mouth, the nasolabial fold, as you correctly you refer to it before.
Thank you.
Yeah, correct terminology. I love it. You could help strengthen the integrity of the skin and create that tightening effect. So it's not going to have an effect on the muscle. So not normally, if you're thinking that, you know, the smile's upside down, it would normally mean that it's a muscular reason. Mm-hmm. But we're only working on the skin here. But absolutely, I've seen it time and time again. And we get a lot of practitioners presenting us with their before and after photos as well of the upside down smile being a little bit more upright.
Yeah. I'm glad you know what I mean, though, because like it's like it's traumatic. It's like, oh, I've got to stop. Because you just naturally relax and you're sort of like, you purse your lips together, and then you're like, shit, my the sides of my mouth are pointing downwards.
Going south.
Exactly. So that's why you consciously have to always sort of semi-smile when you're walking around anywhere.
Yes.
Especially in this industry, because as soon as you know, have an extra wrinkle, everyone's going to notice it.
We've all got to be North Pole girls. We don't want to be South Pole girls.
Exactly.
North Pole. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to ask you one more question. So they last around about 12 months, but I am presuming that I'm right in this, but tell me if it's true. But you know how like one
20 points
one,
if you are.
Yeah. I thought you said $20. So 1 + 1 = 3 in this case. And what I mean, I'm asking you the question. And what I mean by that, so if you were to get threads done and then, you know, a year later get them done again, and, you know, a year later get them done, could you find that over time you may be able to space that out more? Or once it's gone, it's gone?
Do you mean once the results have gone?
No, I mean, like, you know, because I think, okay, I really like this. I want to get this treatment done on a regular basis. So you go the first year, and then the next year it becomes like, oh, I don't quite need it yet. I'll wait for another couple of months, or, you know, and then it goes on and on like that. So, you know, do the results stack on top of each other? Exactly.
No, because we think, oh, I wish. I like your 1 + 1 = 3 thinking, but unfortunately that's not the case, because we're still aging. We're aging constantly all the time, and you cannot stop it. You can look as good as you can, and you can help improve the area, but you cannot stop aging. So they will not stop aging. They will improve the appearance and the integrity of the skin. They will help with fine lines. They will help with wrinkles. They will help with smile lines. They will help with lines that stay there, even though you have resting bitch face. Mm-hmm. They help with those type of lines. But it's something that it doesn't last forever, unfortunately. And it's something that you would have to maintain regularly.
Yeah.
So regularly, as in you'd probably want to have it done on a yearly basis.
Yeah.
If you're... this is something else I probably should have mentioned, and I just hate being the bearer of bad news.
Yeah.
we're relying on the human body to produce collagen, and as you mature, you know, everybody matures at different ages. Typically, you know, let's say you mature around 55 years old, because your body naturally won't produce as much collagen, and that's just to do with hormones, etc. In you know, other factors of life, let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
So you might not produce as much collagen as someone, let's say, who's in their 20s or 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And genetics have a big part to play in as well. So let's say if you are of Asian descent, or European, and like yourself, and you've got those gorgeous, flawless, beautiful, strong skin types, and you're going to produce more collagen than somebody like me of a Celtic background who is the same color of the sand in the Whitsundays.
Yeah, right. So there's a benefit to that, to being.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. One, you want, obviously, it's still going to, you're still going to get a result, but it might just not be as good as, or it might not last as long as somebody else. So everybody is, you know, everybody's a little bit different in the results, but all in the expectations. And also age, like it's you're still going to produce some sort of collagen, but if you're, let's say, above 55, you might not, the result might not last as long as somebody who's below that. So what that means is, rather than it being a treatment that you have done every 12 months, it could mean that, all right, you've got to get it done every 8 months, or it could be that you've got to have another modality in between that to maintain that.
I got it, because like I've said this on many podcasts, like I look at photos of you know, like 10 years ago before I started having anything done, and then I look at photos now and I reckon I look better. I reckon I look younger now than I did then. So I'm just presuming 1 + 1 = 3. In this case, I'm presuming that the more...
It's just like a fine wine, Trish.
Exactly. I get better with age.
Yeah.
I get better with age. Better but badder.
There's more, you know, there's more things out there now than there are non-surgical than there ever has been. It's accessible to everybody now, whereas...
Yeah.
20 years ago, it would be, you know, celebrities would have this stuff done, and never in your wildest dreams you'd think that you'd be having matrix monothreads in your face, neck, body, wherever else, in your big toe, if you wanted
And even like you said before, because you said, you know, we're talking about when, you know, tummies after mummies had a baby and stuff like that, like there's a lot of women that just will not go anywhere near having anything done to their, you know, after having a baby or any surgery or anything like that. And same goes with the face. There's people that won't go and have anything that's too obvious. But this is, like, there is no real, I mean, there's maybe a little bit of swelling if you haven't done the neck with the downtime, but I noticed no downtime whatsoever from this, you know what I mean? It was a couple of days swelling, just looked like I'd put on a couple of kilos, you know, like, but it wasn't, you know, I could still go out, you know, I put a scarf on if I wanted to, you know, it wasn't like, oh my God, what's happened to me? So I love it that it's so effective, and yet there's no, you know, it's not dramatic,
in the process. If you have the body done, and let's say around the stomach area, there's a lot of veins, vessels, arteries, etc. there, you're probably going to bruise around that area. So you're probably going to, and it's abnormal to bruise in that area. So if somebody's seen a bruise in that area, they would probably question why you have the bruise. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your choice if you want to cover up the bruise or show the bruise off, but that bruise will, you know, it will go, let's say, within a couple of weeks, a few days, depending. Everybody's different on how quick they heal. I'm a bruiser. I just bruise. I'm covered in bruises. Oh, I have no idea where any of them came from. Like, no, I could not tell you. Like, it's like join the dots. So yeah, everybody's different. I bruised quite badly around my tear trough. I had a bruise for about 4 or 5 days. But the rest of my face was fine. My neck, everything was fine. It was just my eye area that bruised. So everybody's different on their healing ability. But it's a great time in this era to have it done now, because everybody can wear a mask.
Oh my God!
I think it's great. You gotta think of the positives, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
When you know clinics are able to open back up, or if some clinics are able to operate at the minute, and you could always use, you know, you have a little bit of a sniffle. You know, if you do want to cover a bruise, or if you're like me, you don't really care. Don't mind. I don't mind anybody asking me if I've had anything done. I'm quite happy to share.
I almost wear it as a badge of honor. I know that's bad. It's like, yeah, I just had this done. I just had that done. You know, like I feel like one of those Real Housewives of, you know, nowhere really, but you know, so, oh yeah, I just had this done.
Yeah, and I was good. It's good to share because everybody's in the same situation, and
yeah.
A lot of time it's not for vanity. It definitely can have a psychological effect on people, and that's what we found in the last decade, that it's not for vanity. People have these things done. It's a psychological reason, and if it helps that, then fantastic. So only you can, as an individual, can decide that.
No, that's true. And the last thing I'm going to ask you, because I know I said the last thing was the last thing, but this is really the last thing.
The last thing of the last thing of the last thing on the last list.
I know. Okay. Tell me a little bit, because I know that you guys don't just, you know, sell people a bunch of threads and send them on their way. Like, you guys do lots of training, and I guess that's where you come in as well. Like, do you want to just share a little bit about that? Because I think that's really important. Yeah, because some people go out and they think, oh, yeah, like like it's just really good to know that the clinic that you're going to go to is someone who's been trained properly. They get a certificate when it's all done, and they're looked after on the way. If there's any problems, they've got someone that they can contact. And, you know, can you just give us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Look, we're an Australian owned company. We're an independent company, so all the decisions that we make, they're all made here in Australia, which is great because I think we've got the best country, and we've got the best set of rules and regulations mm-hmm. for the safety of people.
Mm-hmm.
So our company is we decide what we do. We are solely focused on training.
Yeah.
So we are mainly focused on training because we want to keep people safe. So we want to keep the public safe, but we want to keep the practitioners who are performing these treatments safe as well.
Yeah.
So if we do those two things, then we should have a successful business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our company is only about 4 years old, and we've got about 11, 12 staff members, and most of them are trainers. So most of them are clinical educators who will work all over Australia and hopefully coming into New Zealand soon. We actually come into people's clinics who offer these cosmetic services, and we do one-on-one training.
Mm-hmm.
So that consists of theory. And we cover who's suitable, who's not suitable, who would be the perfect patient, who are the patients that you've got to turn away, unfortunately, and say no to. And we also do practical training as well. So we're offering everything. Every clinic has got a dedicated educator, and they've also got a dedicated business development manager. So that's kind of my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I do.
Yep.
So if you do have any, let's say a clinician has a question, or they want to query something, or they have an issue, a complication, or they've got a good story they want to share with us, they will pick up the phone and we will answer. And it could be a call, it could be a text message, it could be an email. So there's always somebody on the other end of the phone to help these practitioners out. We've got an advisory board as well. So that advisory boards are a group of doctors and nurses who have been performing these procedures for, I'd say, the last, let's say, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they've probably in Australia got the most experience with them. So if there's anything, let's say, new that we come across, because we're all individuals, you know, mm-hmm. stuff does happen. I'm not going to lie, it does. There's mm-hmm. a side effect and there's a risk with everything. And as much as we you know, we can train and do stuff in clinic, there's always something, you know, that could get thrown at us. So we've got backup. So if we can't answer the question, we will pass it on to them, and they will come in, and they will intervene, and they will help with the situation as well. So we've got support networks everywhere, all across Australia. We've got dedicated people, and then we've got backup as well.
Yeah.
And that's just something, as obviously being an Australian-based company, it just goes with everything else that is Australian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's keeping the general public safe, really, and offering them the best things.
Yeah. That's, I have to say, that's one of my favourite things about it, is the fact that, you know, you're not just, you know, you don't just put this into the hands of people willy-nilly. Yeah. Actually, people that have got them are trained, and there's somewhere that they can go. And I love those support networks, because that's what's really important.
Yeah, definitely. And we only train registered nurses and doctors. So even before we kind of get to that stage of coming into the clinic and doing training or doing any like theory or practical based training, mm-hmm. we will ask that person for a copy of their registration through APRA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll ask them for their APRA registration. And then obviously they perform this training so they can become certified, etc.
So only be able to be done by a doctor or a nurse?
Yeah, doctor or nurse.
Yeah.
We run regular workshops for these people as well. So we're constantly, you know, finding new information, delivering the new information. We're always bringing out something new as well. So as well as doing regular conferences, workshops, in clinic training, we've got the support networks out there too. So we feel like we've got all bases covered, and I think that's why it's been such a popular procedure in Australia.
Mm-hmm. I've got to say, it's been so much fun speaking with you today.
It's definitely been such a change to the boring, mundane last that I've had during COVID.
I know. But at least you can. And you've made mine. And I love give us a quick plug for your Instagram page, because I'm really enjoying watching you putting your makeup on and your skincare and all that sort of stuff lately.
So you're on your Anybody Aesthetics page, is that right?
Well, this will actually be on the Aesthetics Uncensored podcast page, but we'll share it everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, right. And I'll put it on at Scotty Queen Off, at In Vogue Skin. So at In Vogue Skin is the Australian company that I work for. We're the sole distributors and trainers in the Matrix Monothreads, and we've got our Vivace dermal filler and our Revision skincare range as well. So we offer a few different modalities and a few different approaches. Awesome. So we've got everybody covered.
Awesome. So if you want to look it up, it's Scotty, as in Scotie, Queen of Threads. Check it out. Thanks so much for joining us today, Lindsay. It's been an absolute delight talking to you. I always love talking to you.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks, mother. All right, have a great day. Bye.
Bye, Trish. Bye.
Got a burning question for Trish and Nick at Aesthetics Uncensored? Slide into their DMs on Instagram @AestheticsUncensored. Stay positive, boobs and chin high.